Hey, thanks for showing up. I'm Lisa Whittle, and welcome to the Jesus Over Everything show, affectionately known as Joe, where this season it is all about truth-telling, finding the good, and showing up for our lives today, no matter what has happened, even yesterday. Something that is really resonating with people who have read or are reading my latest book, The Hard Good, is having a hard time cheering for people who get what you want. And I talk really honestly about jealousy in that chapter. Might surprise you to know, I don't shame us in this feeling. Rather, I tell us what to actually do about it. But I want to pull the curtain back a little more on it and help us with the behind the scenes why of it, because that can really help us get to the bottom of it to change. If you're in, I'm in. So let's get into it. Last week, we talked about being stuck and not being able to accept the hard circumstances in our life, past and present, because we're often too busy being offended by our life. Today, I want to talk about something else that can be sneaky and go unrecognized. It's this idea of entitlement. Let me ask you a question. Could it be that you struggle to be genuinely happy for someone else because deep down you feel like God owes you? Now, of course, being spiritual like we are, the answer is no way. Of course, we don't feel like God owes us. But I don't want us to be over spiritual today, okay? I want us to be real. So let's take that hat off. Let's just talk. Let's just be honest. Let's be real. Let's get down to it. A lot of us, deep down inside in a place, feel like God owes us on some level. It is an underlying problem that we haven't actually verbalized. Because again, we don't want to say that about God. We reverence Him. We respect God. We love God. We know cognitively that He has been good to us. But what about this corner of our heart that we haven't addressed, where we might feel like He owes us? And we might not even be thinking that way, but are we behaving that way in some way? Because listen, He's been good to us, but we would like for Him to be a little better. Right? Especially if He's going to be good to them. See, that's where it really gets into it. It taps into a train of thought that many of us don't realize has made its way into our thinking. It's called works-based Christianity, and we might not see it like that, but that's really what it is. Number one, related to other people. It's this idea that based on what we do right, versus what they don't do as righteous or spiritual to us, that we should have more than what they have. It's very works-based. It's very conditional. Oh, well, we should have more than they have because we are doing more than they are doing for God. And listen, yes, that's ugly, but as sinners, as imperfect people of flesh, we have that thought. They're getting all this great stuff, and they aren't as good of a person as we are. So where's our payoff for being good? That's a whole comparison entitlement issue. And then, number two, just simply related to ourselves, not involving anyone else, when we've done all the right things in our mind that God has told us to do, we're following the right, quote, Jesus rules, why are we not getting what we want? Just plain and simple. God, I've done what you've asked. Now you owe me goodness. You owe me plenty. You owe me a good marriage. You owe me blessing. You owe me a good family because I've done what you want. We don't verbalize this, but that's what we think. That's what we feel. And you can make a scriptural case even maybe for following God's commands and a long life coming to you and blessing coming to you and goodness coming to you. I think there's some scriptural basis for that. But this is all God's provision. And in that, God's wisdom and sovereignty and God's lens by which to see things from His perspective, not ours. Because remember, He doesn't have the same currency we do. And He doesn't see things the same way we do in our humanness. And in the end, God does not owe us. We are not entitled to goodness. God is good and He loves us, so He wants good things for us. That is in His good nature, but it is not owed to us. Now, how does all this relate to cheering for someone else and jealousy and all of that? Because if we do not recognize the deeper root of it all, we can't allow God to dig that root out. And if He doesn't dig that root out, we won't be able to cheer for someone else in their success. Our business with other people is almost always rooted in our business with ourselves or our business with God. It may look like it's with them, but it's not. That's why the word makes it clear. If you don't love your brother, you don't love me, Jesus said, because He knows that our love for others is really about our love for Christ that flows from Him first. So I want to challenge you to look a little deeper, dig, pull back the curtain, and think about ways you may have felt in the past that you served God, you loved God, you did what you felt God wanted you to do as a good Christian, and He didn't come through for you. And from there, that feeling of entitlement might have led you to disappointment or anger or even despair. And from there, how it may have contributed to why you have a hard time cheering for people who get what you want, who you watch God bless in a way that you want to be blessed. Because ultimately, when we don't get what we want, we have to do business about that with God. That's all for today. Thanks for going there with me today. Super important, I think. I'm Lisa Whittle. Jesus is everything, and I'm so glad you showed up here to remember that with me today. Thanks for listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. You've listened to the show at the perfect time. I've got bonus gifts for you. Want a free guide to help you with your church hurt, your body struggles, your jealousy, or your grief? This is just one of the amazing bonuses you get when you order the hard good. So head to lisawhittle.com/good to grab it now.